This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMabam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Today we begin a new topic. Simen Kuf Nun Hey. Leilech mi Beis HaKnesses leBeis HaMedrash. So, in a way, we finished Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Now we're up to Hilchos Beis HaMedrash. After, to go from the Shul to the Beis HaMedrash. Says the Mechaber, this is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. Also based on the Gemara in Bracha, Samach Dalet. Achar Shiyatzim Beis HaKnesses, Yilchel Beis HaMedrash. After you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you should go to the Beis HaMedrash. Meaning you should not go to work straight. You do not go to work straight. You can't just daven and then go to work. No, that's not, that doesn't cut it. After you go to the Beis HaKnesses, you should go to the Beis HaMedrash. V'yikba is lomoid. You should set a time to learn. V'tzarch she'oiso is yeh kavua. You need that time should be set. She'lo yavirenu, that you shouldn't let it pass. Afim hu'sover l'arviach harbe. Even if it means that you're giving up a very big monetary gain, you should not give up on your regular learning. So there are a few halachos here. Number one, after you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you should go to the Beis HaMedrash. Number two, you should establish a time to learn. Number three, that time that you established, you should not give up, even if you anticipate making a lot of money. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yelech leBeis HaMedrash, Te'isa b'Gemara, there's a Gemara in Bracha Samach Dalet, Hayoytse miBeis HaKnesses, V'nichnas leBeis HaMedrash, V'oisek b'Torah. If you leave the Beis HaKnesses and you enter the Beis HaMedrash, you're oisek b'Torah, Zoiche u'mekabel pnei HaShechina. You will merit to encounter the presence of the Shechina, Shenemra, Yelchu mechayel el chayel. If you go from one legion to the next, the Marsha explains, from a legion of Tefillah to a legion of Torah, Yeirah el Elokim et Zion. You will behold Hashem in Zion. Now, there's a very important Marsha here. The Marsha says the word chayel implies a rabbim. Therefore, the indication is you should go from Tefillah b'tzibur to Torah b'tzibur. Not just to Torah. You should go from Tefillah b'tzibur to Torah b'tzibur. So the question is, what we're doing now, is it Tefillah, is it Torah b'tzibur? So, technically speaking, it wouldn't be Tefillah b'tzibur. So if it wouldn't be Tefillah b'tzibur, how could it be Torah b'tzibur? So we'll see in the Bir Halacha whether it has the status of Torah b'tzibur. But look, back in the Mishnah Berurah. In their times, the shul was designated for davening, and the Beis Medrash was designated for learning. They davened in the shul, and they learned in the Beis Medrash. So therefore you had the halacha, you go from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. And even in our times that we daven in the Beis Medrash, you should attach yourself to people who are learning, for example, Mishnayis, v'nemar olav hakosov yelchu mechayel el chayel. Now there's also an amazing Lavush. The Lavush says the next pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Elohim Tzavakos Shema Tfilasi, says Lavush, this teaches that somebody who goes from davening to learning his tfilos will be Niskabel. Look in the first Bir Halacha, very important Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, even though v'hinei etzem alimad avshu loymed b'yichidi u'gamkein mekam mitzvah saseisha Talmud Torah, when you learn, even when you learn yourself, you're mekam a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but l'chatchila, it's a mitzvah to try as much as possible to learn b'chabura. To learn b'chabura. Why? Number one, Shal Yideze Yesh Kavod Shemayim Yoiser. Because there's more Kavod Shemayim. Would that apply to online learning? I think so, yeah. There's Kavod Shemayim when people get together. So even though it doesn't technically have a din of a tzibur, but l'chayra, you do have the element of there's greater Kavod Shemayim. V'chein amru chazal b'kam m'kam, it's b'roiv am hadras melech. Are you honoring the king if you gather together the tzibur electronically? Yes, you are. Is it as much as the tzibur, a live tzibur? No, not. But you could make the case, yeah, because now you're not just learning in Brooklyn. You're also learning from Brooklyn to Eretz Yisrael, to San Diego even, right? So you're being marbe kavod shamayim b'chala olam kulay. So you have that aspect. Then the Bir Halacha continues. Bir Halacha says from Perkei Avos that there's sheyesh nafkamina bein mi shalom b'chidi. There's a very big nafkamina from somebody who learns on their own. Even though Hashem rewards a person whenever they learn, when you learn with the tzibur, Hashem records it in a special book, the Sefer HaZechronos. As opposed to when you learn on your own, it's just notated somewhere, but it doesn't get into the Sefer HaZechronos. Nemer aleim b'kasov. When you learn with someone else, it says, "Oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ish ereyu vayikasev sefer zikarain lefanav liyirei Hashem ulechoshve shemai." Does that apply when you learn on Zoom? L'chayra, it's still nidbaru yirei Hashem ish ereyu. It still has a status of nidbaru. V'choshekein kishaloyim dim ba'asara. Yachad, the oz kadma shchina v'asya kedachsiv elakim nitzah ba'adaskel. And certainly when you learn with 10, because then the shchina comes first. Does that apply when you learn online? I don't think you could say that. I'm sure it brings a lot of honor to the king, and it goes into the Sefer HaZechronos.
Shchina limited to place.
It's not limited to place, just it's limited to Kol Be'asara Shechina Sharia. So I don't think you could say Kol Be'asara Shechina Sharia. You wouldn't be able to say Dvarim Shebekdusha and Davening. L'chayra, you don't have the Az Kadma Shechina. L'chayra, it's dependent on Kol Be'asara Shechina Sharia. V'gam Amru Chazal Ein Toyer Niknas Ela B'chabura. Does that apply when you learn on Zoom? Yes. So far we have 3 out of the 4, yeah? Oyd amru chazal, ala pasuk, ahaskeis u'shma Yisrael, asu kitois v'isku b'toira. Does that, make groups, does that apply? Yeah, 4 out of 5. By the way, if you're in Major League Baseball and you're hitting 800, you're a first ballot Hall of Famer, so we're doing pretty good. Well, let's see the next name. Gam al yedei zehu noisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim liYisrael. Hashem shows favor to Klal Yisrael. Kedeisa betanin dvelyo perek chav gimel. Tshuvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'midas hadin sheshayela sefanav. Lama hu noisei panim liYisrael. The midas hadin has asked Hashem, why do you show favoritism? Ha'loik siv ha'kel ha'gado ha'gira ha'noira sh'alo yisapanim. And Hashem answers, how could I not? But they gather together. Elo v'loyed el-shein melamdin ha'satar v'yoshin agudois agudus o'iskem ha'toira. Does that apply if it's Zoom? Chayra. V'chein ha-minu ka-yam b'chol kilo yisrael she-kovin lomu l'chabara achar ha-tvila b'yis ha-knesses v'oimrim kadosh d'rabanan v'ein oimrim kadosh d'rabanan ela ala toira shabal peh v'loy ala psukim. You hear this? You can only say kadosh d'rabanan on toira shabal peh, not on psukim. V'chein al divrei agada oimrim kadosh d'rabanan. So you don't have to learn with 10 people. As long as there are 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses. And you could even have one person who didn't learn be the one saying the Kaddish. So the Bir Halacha strongly encourages learning Bechabura. In the Holy Sefer, Chidushei Halev al HaTorah, he brings a ha'ara from Hagoyin Rav Avram Trup, the son of Hagoyin Rav Naftali Trup, that B'nai Yeshiva, that are loymed in Yeshiva, and they only learn B'chavrusa, they should try as much as possible at certain times to go over to at least one other Chavrusa Shaft and be mefalpel with them to be mekayim the highest level of learning, which is learning Baroiv Am. Baroiv Am needs at least 3 people total. Which, by the way, is a halacha by Kiddush Levana. that if you don't have a minion, you should try to do with at least a total of three people your mekayim b'roi v'am hadras melech. Weiter, sif katan beis v'yikba the isa b'gemara kishemachnis an adam ladin shal noisa. When they're machnis a person to in din, they ask him kavati itam l'toira. Did you set times for learning? V'toiv. So now these are two distinct dinim. One din is to go from tefillah to Torah. One din is to set fixed times to learn. V'toiv sheyikba ha'is miyad achar tefillah. The time to affix to learn is best, is optimal to be right after davening. Mishum yelchu mechayel achayel. To fulfill the other aspect of yelchu mechayel achayel v'chanal. V'gam dim yelich mikadam ha'asakab cheshin shem yimashu v'zbalat k'viyusay. Also, if you go to work first, very likely you won't end up fulfilling your kviyas. Okay. Lilmaid, you should set a time. By the way, the Pelayoyet says that if someone is koivea itim in the morning and in the evening, so we could apply the rule of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. It's considered like you're learning in half of your time, and then once you're learning in half of your time, Hashem is mate klape chesed. So it's considered like you learned the whole day. So even if you are koivea to learn a little bit, even a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes at night, we could apply the rule of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. Lomayd chayv adam lomayd b'chol yom tar shebechsav. A person is obligated to learn daily the written law, shu Tanakh. U-Mishnah, and Mishnayis, U-Gemara, and Gemara, U-Poiskim, and Poiskim. U-Balabatim, She'enum Loimdim, Rak Sholosh al Arba Shois Bayoim. People who are Balabatim, they only have like 3 or 4 hours to learn. Let's say, doctors, lawyers, electricians, accountants, businessmen, they only have 3 to 4 hours a day to learn. Lo Yomadu Gemara L'chud, you can't just learn Gemara. You're not Yoytzei Talmud Torah just by learning Gemara. You have to learn Halacha, Kol Echad Kefi Hasagasai. Each person according to their ability. This is a Shulchan Aruch in the name of from Yaradea and the Shach. By the way, the Ramah in Yaradeya Simon Reish Memba brings the opinion of Rav Abinu Tam from Kedushin Daf Lamed that Gemara is called Talmud Bavli Shabala Minakal. Your Yoytzei Mikra Mishnah and Talmud comes the Shach, and the Shach says that's very nice. Your Yoytzei Mikra and very nice. Your Yoytzei Mishnah, but if you only learn Gemara and you don't learn Sifrei Poiskim, you don't know how to do anything. When Rabbeinu Tam says your Yoytzei Belimid Gemara, that's only if you learn 9 hours a day. But if you only learn 3 hours a day, then you're not Yoytzei if you just learn Gemara. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Lemaisa, we see that if you tell Balabatim that they're not Yoytzei by learning Gemara, they're not going to learn anything, because all they want to do is learn the Daf, the Aruch HaShulchan says. Therefore, don't move them away from it. Aber Lemaisa, they're not Yoytzei. So, you know. But we're not learning the Aruch HaShulchan here. We're learning the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should tell the Balabatim that they're not Yoytzei, because they will listen to you. So it's a machlokes Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Will Balabatim listen to you if you tell them you're not Yoytzei by learning the Daf? The Mishnah Berurah says they will listen to you. So you have to tell them. That's what we're learning the Mishnah Berurah over here. So that's why we're saying if you just learn Gemara, it doesn't cut it.
Mishnah doesn't say to tell people, it's just saying this is halacha.
The Mishnah Berurah is telling them. And he does not...
They're not learning the Mishnah Berurah. They're learning the Daf.
That's a problem. Yeah. Shalo Yavirenu. So this Seder, you should not give up under any circumstance. Let's start this Mishnah Berurah. The Iker Mitzvah Talmud Torah in Lashir. The Mitzvah of Talmud Torah has no measurement. V'chiyuvahu kol hayom. The obligation is really to spend all of one's time learning. Kol zman sheyesh lo pnai. Uchidachsev lo yamosh sefer hatara zeh mipicha. Uchsheyesh lo pnai. When you have time. V'hu mevatel milimo Torah meretz Sinai, and you willingly give up from learning. Hu karoiv l'masha amru chachamenu zal. It's close to what our sages tell us. Ala pasuk ki dvar Hashem baza. the word of God has you have disgraced. Zesha Efshar Loi Lasik Batarva Inoy Oisek. The Amru Chachamino Zal in the Yushami at the end of the ninth parak of Brachas, Rab Chilkiya B'Shem Rab Simain, Ha'oisa Toirasai Itim. Someone who makes their Torah at set times. I learn every day from 9 to 9:15. And I learn every day the daf. Oh, it's a good thing I finished today early. Now I could spend the rest of the day tracking every missile that is fired from the north. Rotsa Loimar. Those who just learn at set times, this is annulling the covenant with Hashem. If you just keep to set times, so what is kviyus itim la Torah? We'll see more on Monday that even if a person's very busy and they have no free time, minimally they have to set established times to learn. But that doesn't mean that that suffices. We'll clarify that more next time.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.